Thank you so much for joining me today on Just Praise Him Radio. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and my job is to inspire you to a closer walk with Christ. Now here's the show. Hello, believers. Welcome to the Just Praise Him Radio Show. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and today we're going to be talking about defeating the spirit behind bullying. Bullying is everywhere today, and there are bullies in the workplace, there are bullies in the homes, there's bullies in our marriages, in our schools, bullies in the government, in the colleges, in our streets. It's everywhere. They're like cockroaches. It's like they're just spreading everywhere. It's so disgusting. It's rampant in our society. And bullying is, as all of you know, pushing many of our young people to commit suicide because they're so overwhelmed with hopelessness because they can't get any help and they're constantly being beat up and, you know, spit on and everything else and ostracized. And I believe this is all by Satan's design. And I will tell you why. Because the revival, everybody keeps talking about, you know, an end times revival. The revival, the final harvest, is not going to come through us. It's going to come through the sons and daughters. God said it, the sons and the daughters will prophesy. It's not us who's going to usher that in. It's them. It's this next generation. So if Satan can get them off the scene before they ever even know what their destiny is. So, of course, he wants to terrify these poor children until they take their own lives. Because then he can cut off their anointing, and the damage that they would have done to the kingdom of darkness is no threat anymore. So, I believe that it's up to us as Christians to stop this. And the reason I say that is because this is not a physical battle. This is not a battle of having laws passed. This is a spiritual battle, okay? Bullying, I mean, I'm all for the laws against bullying. Do not get me wrong on that. There needs to be laws to punish people that bully and the people who help them and the people who enable them to do that. There needs to be all kinds of laws for that. But in the end, this is not going to be a physical battle. It's not going to be a battle that's won in Washington, D.C. It's going to be a battle that God wins. And because of that, I believe we are responsible to contribute to the battle. Because the Bible says that we're supposed to help the fatherless and take up for the widows and the fatherless. And many of these children are fatherless. Many of them don't have anybody to take up for them, y'all. And I don't know about you, I was bullied in school. I wasn't bullied continuously, but I was bullied. And I was bullied at home by someone, by a sibling. And it's not fun. So we are God's people, and God left us the weapons in Ephesians chapter 6. He didn't leave them to the people in Washington. He didn't leave them to anybody else. He left them to us. That means we're the people supposed to fight the fight, so I'm just saying. Okay. There are many scriptures in the Bible that I think apply to bullying. I'm going to forbear to read those to you right now because that is not my point. Bullying can happen to anybody. I found a story online when I was researching this morning, and I'll read you from that. Jonathan Martin, an NFL offensive lineman for the Miami Dolphins, walked out of the locker room and perhaps out of his football career because of the treatment that afflicted him at the hand of his fellow teammates. Are you joking me? This is a big linebacker, y'all. And he put bullying into the spotlight because it's not just kids. I got a call one day from my adopted granddaughter who is, I think she's 22 now, maybe 23, but she's over 21 and she was being bullied in the workplace. I've been bullied in the workplace before. It's not fun. There were several college age women, I found this online, who were bullied to death, shamed into suicide after classmates posted illicit photos on social media sites. Beautiful young women going to college. And they may have done something wrong, but they didn't deserve that. It's just sad. Here are some of the statistics I found at crosswalk.com. 1 in 3 students, grades 6 through 10, are affected by bullying. 1 in 3. That's 1/3 of the children in school between 6th grade and 10th grade. And it's happening a lot younger than that. An estimated 160,000 children miss school every day due to fear of attack or intimidation. 35% of kids have been threatened online. 40% bullying boys had 3 or more arrests by the time they were 30. 75% of school shootings are linked to bullying. 64% of children don't report it because it doesn't do them any good, probably. No one helps them, or if they do, then they get beat up some more because they told. It's just like being in an abusive marriage. If you tell, God help you. Studies show bullies are often abused as children who experience social rejection by their fathers. Okay, so the bullies are in trouble too, and we need to pray for them too. I've been praying for several years, asking God to reveal to me who is behind the bullying, as far as who in the spirit world is behind the bullying. And I started thinking about Goliath today. You know, how he laughed at David and he intimidated all the Israelites and all that. And, you know, David's own brother made fun of him. One of his brothers, or all his brothers. I think it was all of them. But, you know, David didn't pay any attention because he knew the God who defeated a whole army of bullies in Pharaoh's army that chased after the Israelites through the desert in Moses' day. So he wasn't scared. But y'all know I don't spend very much time on Facebook. If you're on my Facebook stuff, you know I'm not on there very much. I don't want to spend a bunch of time on that because I'll spend time on it if I think I can do some good somewhere. But a post came up in my Facebook feed yesterday evening. Sometimes I'll sit on Facebook for a little while because it's like relaxing. It takes my mind off work, and that's about one of the few times my mind does come off work. And there was a post that came up by a little girl named Cassidy in the 4th grade, a little 10-year-old girl that has been bullied at her school since 1st grade. So bad, no one will even sit with her when she goes to lunch. Do you know how sad that little girl's life is because of that? She should be enjoying her childhood and having friends. And because of a gang of bullies, she's miserable. And it broke my heart. And it also said on there that the principal wouldn't help her, and not only would he not help her, but when the video was posted to YouTube, the principal contacted Facebook or YouTube, one, and had it taken down. I think YouTube, and had the story taken down. Took her video down. He sided with the bullies. Are you kidding me? Are you joking me? The principals are in on it too? You just want to go slap somebody when you hear that. So I was talking to the Lord about that this morning. I was praying for that little girl because it was still on my mind this morning when I woke up, and I said, Lord, I've been praying for her, and it breaks my heart. If you have ever been bullied, you know what it feels like. And it's just heartbreaking to see this in this beautiful little girl. So, you know, I realized that the bullying spirit had gotten a lot more rampant back at Halloween. This last year, I was living here in this house in town, and I don't give out candy at Halloween because I don't celebrate Halloween. I do not do Halloween. I hate Halloween. I despise it. I don't even like to walk down the Halloween aisle. If I'm in Dollar General, I'll just go to some other aisle. I won't even walk down that aisle. It's just, ugh. And I put up signs on both my doors that said, no candy. I don't celebrate Halloween. Sorry. And, but I forgot to turn off my porch lights. So some kids started posting on Facebook later that night saying that they were going to get me because I didn't turn off my porch lights and they had to walk all the way up to my door. And I immediately felt that spirit trying to intimidate me and attack me. And I thought, oh, no, you don't. No, you will not do that to me. And I rebuked it and came against the attack. But I felt then what those kids feel. And it brought back to me years of experiences that I've had in my own life. An abusive marriage is you're living with a bully. And if you grew up with a sibling who bullied you, you know what that's like. And if you've been bullied in a workplace, you know what that's like. They're all pretty much the same. It's someone who intimidates you, threatens you to do that you have to do what they want or else, and beats you up when you don't. So I was praying about it this morning. I started writing this podcast because I said, Lord, we got to talk about this. We have got to talk about this. And I am going to get on this thing, and I'm not coming off of it until you tell me who's behind it. Somebody is behind this. And if we know who it is, we can fight them, but you got to tell me who it is. And so I was thinking about it, just writing the podcast, you know, just starting the thing and writing down and looking up some scriptures and stuff. And I said, Lord, it's not right. I said, these beautiful young people, because there was a 14-year-old boy in McKinney, which was like 9 miles from Princeton, where I moved from, that had committed suicide because of bullying. And I just, it broke my heart when I heard that on television when I lived there. Just, I was like, are you kidding me? This beautiful child from this nice family, and he was bullied to death. He was just bullied to death. There's no, I think that people who push people into suicide by bullying should be charged with murder. I believe that. With all my heart, I would fully support a law for that, fully. And so I was praying about this, praying for this little girl, and I said, Lord, these young people are taking their own lives because they're so unhappy. And I said, I know there's a demon behind this. I can feel it, but I can't identify which one it is because, you know, I checked. I said, Goliath don't feel right. Intimidation's part of it, but that's not the main spirit. And blah. And I said, wait a minute. I said, there was only one instance in the Bible that I know of where evil caused somebody to want to take their life, and that was Jezebel chasing Elijah. And he said, that's who it is. And I said, that's it. It's on. It is on like Donkey Kong. So it is Jezebel that is bullying the children. And we have to fight for these children because many of them have no one to fight for them, or they don't know how to fight it. Nobody really knows what to do with this problem. Have you noticed that? Have you noticed that in the laws they make that nothing's changing, nothing helps? I think it started out being people trying to get laws passed because the LGBT people were being bullied. Well, I don't want to see them bullied either because that's not going to help the problem. But I think that's really where the laws started. But nobody's getting anywhere with this. No one is fixing the problem. And the reason is because you cannot fix a spiritual problem with a physical solution. Okay, so here we go. Elijah was a powerful prophet. I mean, he's probably the best known prophet in the Bible. He's the one you think of. When somebody says prophet, you think Elijah, right? And she made him want to check out. That's bad, y'all. That's really bad. So, oh, and by the way, when those kids here in town were posting that they were going to do stuff to me and to my house, a teacher joined in on the conversation and was in agreement with it. I am not kidding you. So school staff is even, this spirit is spreading, and it's spreading fast. And it is not going to get better unless somebody does something about it. If we as adults, if you have ever, most of us have dealt with at least one attack by Jezebel spirit, or you have encountered one somewhere, your in-laws, your family somewhere, then you know how impossible it is to deal with, how horrible it is and vile and ugly and terrible that spirit is. If we as Christian adults cannot deal with that spirit, how do these children feel? How helpless and hopeless do they feel? If we fight with everything in us and can barely deal with it, how do they feel? They're just little kids. They don't even know about spiritual stuff. Jezebel is not a minor level demon, okay? She is one of the major demons in the hierarchy of hell. I don't know her exact title, position title, and I don't care because we know how to deal with her. Okay. In the Bible, when it talks about the end times, it talks about that Elijah will come. You remember where Jesus says that? Before, you know, this can happen, Elijah must first come. And he said Elijah had come, talking about John the Baptist and people preaching the word, I guess. But anytime Elijah shows up, Jezebel's going to show up too. And I believe the spread, sorry about the background noise, y'all. There has been a resident demon in my basement since I moved into this house that has refused to leave. So I'm playing Revelations to it. I alternate between gospel and Revelations. I like to torture it. If it's going to stay, it's going to be tortured. All right. But I left it a little too loud. For the Jezebel spirit to be spreading this rampantly, it is because the spirit of Elijah has come back or is making itself known, because we are in the end of the end times. So here comes Elijah. Here comes Jezebel running right behind him, making threats. Remember when she threatened? So may the gods do to me also if I don't, you know, kill you by this time tomorrow. In other words, I'm going to kill you. I'm coming after you. She wanted to scare him before she killed him. Jezebel loves to instill fear. That's her favorite thing. Okay, now, this bullying, the bottom line is this bullying is a spiritual problem, and we're the only people who have the weapons to deal with this problem, all right? We can't fix the whole problem, so what we're going to do is we're going to work on our area of the problem. So what I propose is that we pray corporately as a spiritual body, and I'm going to come up with a prayer for the children to pray to. I don't have that one yet. I have the prayer for us to pray, and I'm going to put them out. You can email me and get the prayers. I'll put them both together so you can get them both. And I am probably going to make a second video just for children. I don't know very well how to minister to children, so I got to work on that a little harder. Many of them may not even be Christians, but they need to know that there's a God who loves them, who will protect them if they cry out to him. So I think what we need most are prayer teams to pray over individual areas and schools, okay? We need spiritual heads praying over households where there are young people so that they will not be the victims of bullying, okay? Now, we know from the book of Revelations that God does not like for us to tolerate the spirit of Jezebel, because Revelations 2:20 says, notwithstanding, and I think he was talking to one of the seven churches, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants, to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. So if he didn't want them tolerating her, he don't want us tolerating her either. All right? And y'all know, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. And in this problem, we definitely don't wrestle against flesh and blood. I want to go slap the bullies down as bad as y'all do. I do, believe me, I do. Oh, I do. Okay. We know that here in the U.S., we have kicked God out of our schools. Okay? There are some schools here in the South that are trying to bring him back, and I applaud them. Tennessee passed a law that schools must display In God We Trust. I'm so proud of them. Way to go, Tennessee. But by kicking God out of schools, we let the devil come in, and this came with it, all right? But no matter how many laws they pass, it's not going to fix the bullying problem. So we need to pray for God to save the bullies and transform them, to fill them with compassion and kindness. We need to pray for God to put the fear of God into these bullies, okay? So they will resist the spirit of Jezebel working through them. We need to pray for God to strengthen the children physically, mentally, and spiritually that are being bullied, and to show them that he's with them and he's protecting them. And we need to pray against suicide for them being bullied. And we need to pray for God to raise up prayer groups in every area to pray against bullying and pray the right way with spiritual weapons, okay? Now, if we know the Lord, if we are where God wants us to be, then we have a certain amount of authority in that area. Y'all remember me talking about the storms, the tornadic storms that were headed for Princeton, and God told me to go out on the front porch and rebuke them away from that area. He said, you have authority in this town because I sent you here. Go out on the front porch and command the destruction in those storms to go around Princeton. I said, okay. I was like, I never heard of that before, but I said, wait a minute, he rebuked a storm. Of course, it makes sense why he did that and why it's in the Bible. So I went out on the front porch, I did what he said, and then I went back in. I didn't have television at the old house in Princeton. I couldn't afford it. And I watched on the internet as that storm split and went around my town. And I was like, that is cool. So that was cool, seeing the word of God in action and seeing that authority obeyed like that. That was so powerful to see the name of Jesus obeyed, even making tornadoes go around the town where they couldn't come near us. Because that was a real tornadic storm. So we have authority, and we need to make our petitions known, okay? We need to make our petitions known before the throne of God because we can make a difference. That's what I'm telling you. This is worth doing because these prayers will be answered. I got all this from God, y'all. I didn't pull this out of my hat. I got this from Him this morning. Okay. The devil's plans are always weakened anytime they are exposed. Now, we know that what he's trying to do is he's trying to cut off the destiny of these children. They are probably anointed for a high calling. And he's trying to make sure they don't ever reach it because this is the end times and he's in that last mile trying to get the last bunch of souls he can get. And we got to fight back against that. Okay, now, if you want this prayer, send me an email, like always, to wingsofprophecy@gmail.com and put prayers against bullying in the subject line. I'll send it to you. And you'll have both prayers, the one for the children and the one to pray over the schools. I'm going to pray this prayer now over my local area schools. All the schools, I'm going to claim all the schools in my area, whatever area God has assigned to me, because I don't know how far out it goes. And you can pray it along with me. And you can get, or you can listen to the prayer and then request the prayer and start praying it over your schools. I suggest that we start praying this every day. We could try praying it every day for 30 days and see, you know, how much change we see or hear about. Sometimes you won't know that a prayer is being answered, but it's still being answered. God goes to work immediately behind the scenes when you pray and you pray in faith. And we are praying His word. So I promise you, it's going to get answered. Now, I'm going to pray a prayer to Him, and then I'm going to go into warfare. And I got the outline for the warfare prayer from Richard Ng's Spiritual Warfare book, which is fabulous, but is out of print. You can occasionally find a used copy, like on Amazon or somewhere. It's got the reason I got that book and kept it all this time is because it has this Jezebel prayer in it. Okay. In the name of Jesus, I bind up any retaliation on me and on anybody that I love, on my home and everything that I own for praying this prayer and doing this warfare in Jesus' name. And I plead the precious blood of Jesus over myself and all I own. Lord, we stand together now, all of us who join in this prayer, the listeners who join in their hearts that will be praying it after they get a copy, they're joining in too, Lord. We stand together now, Lord, and we declare according to your holy word that you are among us as we pray this prayer because you said whenever two or more are gathered together, you are there among them. We know it is not your will that these precious young ones be tortured by these terrible spirits, and we ask, O Lord, that you would send your warring angels to fulfill the answer to our prayers in each of our areas. And Lord, as I pray this, I am praying over every school, every household, every workplace, in every street in the area that you have assigned to me where I am now. We ask that you would make these precious young people aware that you alone are God and that you love them so much you have assigned angels to watch over and protect them. And we ask that you instruct these angels to stop this abuse and torture in Jesus' mighty name. We cover each of these precious children and young people in the powerful blood of Jesus that no demon can withstand. Jezebel, we gather together all over the earth and we stand against you now in the power and authority of the precious shed blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ. We have been given power and authority over all your power according to Luke 10:19, and you must do as you are told in Jesus' name. The word of God says, whatever I bind on earth is bound in heaven and whatever I loose on earth is loosed in heaven. And we bind you, Jezebel, with chains from on high. We cut every string between you and all the demons you control on earth in these situations of bullying in our areas right now in Jesus' name. Isaiah 47 says you are common. You are no queen, Jezebel. You are an ugly old hag. And we command you to sit in the dust in Jesus' name. We command you to grind meal at the millstone according to God's holy word. We uncover you. We uncover your shame. You have no throne. You are no virgin. You are a liar and a witch. And we rebuke you and renounce all your works in Jesus' name. We rip your veil from you and expose your nakedness. You are no lady and you never were. We destroy all your idols and all your sacrifices in Jesus' name. We expose your ugliness for all to see who you really are. We dry up your rivers and your springs. We command you to walk through dry places, having no place of rest, for you have given no rest to your victims. In Jesus' name, we tear down every palace you have built for yourself, for you are no queen, you ugly old hag. We come in the name of the Lord of hosts, and his word says he will cast you into a bed and burn you with fire. We will watch with great joy as he does. We cover you with the precious blood of Jesus. We cover each of our schools with the precious blood of Jesus. We cover our towns with the blood of Jesus. It burns you if you go anywhere where we have put it, and we continually apply it to our schools and these young people. We cut you off from Ahab, from the minions who serve you, and from any children that you have. We cut you off from Satan in Jesus' name. We command them helpless to assist you in Jesus' name. We command that every instance of bullying in our areas becomes known to the authorities, and they must take action to protect these children now in the name of Jesus. Jesus loves the children, and we will fight for them as his servants. We forbid you to work in any of the schools or neighborhoods or daycares or anywhere young people are in our areas, in every area we have authority in Jesus' name and by the power of his shed blood. You must cease and desist your attacks on these children right now in Jesus' name. There shall be none to save you, Jezebel, for your own co-conspirators shall push you out of the window and you will be eaten by the hounds of hell. We declare by the holy word of God, these children and young people shall live and not die. They shall live and fulfill their destinies in God. We command you to sit in the dust and grind meal in your shame, Jezebel. Stay out of our territories in Jesus' mighty name. We cover our territories with the blood of Jesus, and we stand against you for the Lord of hosts whom we serve. Email me if you want the prayer. Thanks for listening. Y'all get on this. We need to do something about this, and no one else has the weapons to do this but us. It's our fight to fight. Thanks for watching. Jesus bless you. Y'all have a great week.
Thank you so much for tuning in today to Just Praise Him Radio. You can contact me by mail at my new address, JPH Inc., Glenda Lomax, P.O. Box 60, Glencoe, Arkansas 72539. Or by email at jphtoday@gmail.com. JPH is not affiliated with any nonprofit organization, church, or denomination. Do you know someone suffering from domestic violence or another form of abuse like verbal abuse? Did you know abuse has deep spiritual roots that cause abuse to be attracted to a person throughout their lifetime? Now, the Escaping Abuse Study Guide helps you discover and remove those spiritual roots so you won't be an abuse magnet. Get the Escaping Abuse Study Guide or get one for a friend. Available now on Amazon.com. Escaping Abuse Study Guide by Glenda Lomax. Available now on Amazon.com. Are there areas of your life you just can't seem to overcome in, no matter what you try? Are you plagued by depression, poverty, anger, lust, or failure? Do you recognize your predisposition to commit the same sins committed by your forefathers? Do you want a better life? Many people live their whole lives under generational and other types of curses without understanding they can be free. Learn what the scriptures say about curses and why they are still relevant today. Learn how to defeat every one of them through the power of the cross of Jesus Christ. Hosea 4:6 says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." You can break the curses off your life and start experiencing breakthroughs like never before. Read about different types of curses and how to break them, including anger, a curse that causes angry outbursts in constant anger. Barrenness, a curse that causes miscarriages and prevents pregnancies. Fear, a curse that brings a plague of fear and anxiety. Illegitimacy, a curse that causes lust, rebellion, and sexual dysfunction. Get the book, Loosed from Chains of Darkness, Destroying Curses Through the Power of the Cross, available now on Amazon.com, in print and Kindle. Loosed from chains of darkness and be free.